I'm not completely convinced by what others say. He wasn't a sort of reclusive type. He knew how to be around people, and he even enjoyed it. People even relied on him. So to find out he'd gone, that was a shock. But at the same time, not exactly a surprise. Thinking back, all this sort of makes sense now. After spending time with him, you had this weird feeling that there was a part of him that was, but was not quite there. I don't mean that there was like something wrong with him, but in that moment, that very moment, he seemed like he was somewhere else. Almost like a part of him was searching for something. For what? I don't know, because he never talked about it. It must have been something quite private and personal to him. I suppose you could describe him as a kind of an hermit, but with him, it didn't happen suddenly. A few years back, he'd given his television away. His job at the time involved driving around, and he hated it, so he got rid of the car. He got a new job nearby and went everywhere by foot. A few times a week, you'd see him, and his trousers were completely covered in mud. He'd walked all the way to the forest. If you knew it, that's a long walk. If you bumped into him one of those days, he would avoid eye contact altogether. Sometimes he'd barely say a word.